M&H joining me on the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. Thanks. Great to be here, Rob.
Yeah, gearing up for this Saturday's Equinox run. How many years have you guys been doing this now?
This is our sixth year, and we're extremely excited. It's going to be an amazing run this year.
Yeah, you know, I saw some of your promotional photos there of kids dressed in toques, and I remember in past years it's like snowed. I think you're going to have some ideal weather this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, completely. You know, April can be unpredictable, but it looks like the running and sunshine gods are with us this year. So we're looking forward to pretty much a clear track without any snow. We have a 1K family run, 5K for those into running a little bit more, and 10K for those who are courageous early in the season.
Yeah, I guess this is pretty early season. This is probably one of the first big community runs that happens every year, isn't it?
It is. I think we're kicking off the season. Canmore gets extremely busy with a lot of activities throughout the summer, but this is a chance for everyone to get into gear.
This is a fundraiser as well, isn't it?
We're supporting two organizations this year, and as usual, we have the École Notre-Dame-des-Monts and the SPEF, which is the Francophone Community Organization, and both organizations really are essential to our community. 20% of Bow Valley population is Francophone, so that means that we're touching a lot of families with school programming, childcare, and camps, so it's really an essential service for the community.
And speaking of families, you try to make the whole event a very family-friendly thing, don't you?
Yeah, the 1K is the place to start if you have little ones that want to be either in the chariot or maybe even try their first ever run.
Right on.
They'll all get a medal from Le Chocolatier to greet them at the finish line. Beyond the running as well, we have bouncy castles and fun activities for the whole family.
Is there going to be like a lunch afterwards and everything too?
Lunch is included. It's provided by a local caterer, George Bain. He'll probably be fresh from this week's Uncork festival and will make his most amazing concoctation for lunchtime, which will be good after we've all had a good run. And we also have an amazing silent auction spread. The local community really steps up for this event. We've gathered almost $4,000 in prizes, all donated from local companies.
And a couple other new things this year. I understand you're doing school challenges and a corporate challenge as well.
Even though this event is for the benefit of the Francophone school and Francophone community programming, we're really challenging the other schools in the area to step up and join us for this fun event. So the school that's going to have the most participants is going to win $250 for Pizza Co. And also for our corporate participants, if your company signs up the most number of participants, you'll get $250 for Chez François. So you're going to run and then you're going to get to regain those calories if you're the winning team or winning company.
I understand you've had pretty strong registration so far this year for the Equinox Run. Are there still any spots open?
There are, and we're inviting everyone to sign up online at equinoxrun2016.eventbrite.ca.
When's the registration deadline?
I believe on Friday. So yeah, get on the computer right away if you want to be part of this amazing kickoff to the season run.
Should be a beautiful day for the Equinox Run this Saturday up in the Three Sisters Trail System in support of our local Francophone school, local Francophone preschool. Again, eventbrite.ca has all the details. You can find the link there. M&H, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Rob.